couple of weeks ago, I told you that Microsoft is ending support for Windows XP on April 8, just a few months from now. Now, more recently, you may have read a headline or two that says Microsoft extends malware support for XP through July 2015. So are they extending support or discontinuing support? Well, the answer is yes. If you're confused, you're not the only one. I'm about to clear it up for you.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Thanks for joining me today. This is the Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and what I try to do in this podcast is I try to show you some cool things you can do with your computer. I do computer repair here in Florida, and by remote access, I work with people all over the country. And I've been doing this since 1999. So if I can help you with your computer, give me a call. 727-254-9078. Or you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And today's computer tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/076. So here we go. Well, I hope Microsoft is happy. They just recently made an announcement that was clearly not encumbered by the thought process. If you've been listening to this podcast or even just seeing any news regarding the world of computers, you know that Microsoft has been for quite some time saying that they're going to discontinue support for Windows XP in April. I even did a podcast episode about it 2 weeks ago, because if you're still using Windows XP after April the 8th, you're going to be in for a big surprise because your computer is most likely going to be so infected that it becomes unusable. Not immediately on April 8th, but pretty soon afterward. Well, part of that cutoff of support was the fact that you would also no longer be able to install Microsoft's own antivirus program, which is called Security Essentials, on your Windows XP computer. So after that date in April, you would no longer get Windows updates, and you couldn't use Microsoft's antivirus software. That should be a pretty big hint to most XP users that they need to do something before that date gets here. Then they came up with this amazingly lame idea. They're still going to stop with the Windows updates on that date in April, like they've been saying for, I think, more than a year, but they're going to continue to allow you to install and use the Security Essentials antivirus with Windows XP for another year after the drop date. That'll go to July 2015. Honestly, I can't see how they could have handled this in any worse way. First of all, this extension of the antivirus program is still not adequate security. Yeah, it's great that they're going to allow people to continue installing the Microsoft antivirus program on their Windows XP computer, but that doesn't solve the problem that all of the new security holes are going to remain unpatched. A computer running Windows XP is still going to get infected, even with that antivirus program running. So they're sort of saying, hey, you can still have this little bit of protection, but really it's kind of a false sense of security. Imagine going to a big city, to the nastiest, most dangerous part of town, and you say, it's okay, nothing's going to happen to me because I'm carrying my pocket knife, so I'm protected. Well, that's kind of like what it'll be like when your computer's running Windows XP unsupported, and you're counting on the protection of just an antivirus program. The other big problem I have with this whole situation is that a lot of people are now confused about what is actually being extended. You know, they see a headline in the news that says Microsoft extends deadline to July 2015. And if they don't really dig into finding out the details, they think they've got another year before they have to do anything. I've actually seen stuff on some forums and online blogs, a lot of people asking stuff like, what's been extended? What does this mean? Is Windows XP okay for another year? And the answer is, in essence, nothing has changed. You still need to get away from Windows XP before April 8, 2014. And in most cases, that means you need to replace the computer with a newer one. Yes, I'm sorry you still love Windows XP, and I'm sorry you still have to replace a computer that's working just fine at the moment. But there's no other way around it if you want to be able to use your computer, because at some point your computer is just going to be too infected that it can't be used. It really just amazes me with the vast resources that Microsoft has in terms of public relations and all the smart people that work there, that they could handle this so clumsily and end up sending such a confusing message to so many people. But what's done is done, and at this point, I'm just trying to inform as many of my clients as possible that they need to do something about their Windows XP computer. What I recommend is that you purchase a computer that has the Windows 7 operating system installed. You can still buy these brand new. I had one of my business clients just this past week purchase two of them at our local Tiger Direct store here in Clearwater, Florida. Those were desktop machines, but they also have laptops too. And HP is actually turning the current market demand into a full-blown promotion on their website, which is hp.com. If you go on there, you'll see a big promo called Windows 7 is Back. They're taking advantage of the Windows 8 being so unpopular and using that to market their Windows 7 computers. Also, I just checked, and you can get Windows 7 computers at Dell.com, Lenovo.com, Newegg.com, Overstock.com, and probably several other online retailers. The bottom line is, you can still get Windows 7 computers, so now is the time to do it. Don't be misled by the confusing stuff put out by Microsoft recently. Stay ahead of the game and get this taken care of now. You know, I'm sorry this week's podcast wasn't some new and exciting trick you can do with your computer, but I look at my responsibility with this podcast as making sure you're not only getting the most out of your computer, but that you're also doing it safely and the right way. I've heard so much confusion this past week about this situation, I really felt that I had to set the record straight so that you would know the real story. What I hope is that you'll find the information on this podcast valuable and maybe even a little entertaining sometimes. If you do, would you consider going to iTunes and leaving me a review? Because that's what helps this podcast become more well-known, and that means I can help more people. So this week, I'm going to search, and I'm going to hopefully find something new and interesting, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.